What up? What's going on? Welcome to another edition of the Bad Podcast. Brad and Dwayne, and we are in the studio, and we have a special guest. But before we get to special guest, Brad, man, what are we talking about today, brother?
We're going to talk about perseverance, and I got a quote here from Walter Elliott. Perseverance is not a long race. It's many short races, one after another. Let's talk about it, baby.
Let's get it.
Hey, good job, guys. Good job. Mental battles. Mental battles.
Hey, man. Eat some air for life, baby. What it look? We're here, another edition of the Bad Podcast. Technology going. We got a screens frozen. We got Brad on one side. We got Alisa in here, man. But we are in here getting it in, man. So, B, man, we got Coach Alisa here. I know I like to pass it to you, and you pass it to our guests. We're going to keep that same order, brother.
Yeah, I'm excited about this, man. And I just got to take a second and, you know, anytime we can get on here, I remind myself how blessed we are, Dwayne. And, you know, we bring on one of our coaches from E2M, and I'm excited to have her. Alisa, tell us a little bit about yourself. Tell us, you know, a little bit about your fitness background, your personal training experience, and so on and so forth.
What's up, beautiful people? So, yes, like they said, I am Coach Alisa, and I am one of the lead coaches in E2M. I teach your step aerobics class, cardio, and also lead our Friday circuits. I have a bachelor's of science degree in exercise science, a master's in occupational therapy, and of course certifications and all the things that I teach. And I also still have a certification in Zumba, which I used to teach. But yes, I've been in the fitness industry, shoot, for a very long time, but 5 years with E2M, and shoot, I'm excited. I'm doing what I love. I love what I do.
Hey, you cut out for a second there, but you didn't talk about your stage presence. You had a little stage presence in your past, correct? Can you tell us about that?
Well, yeah. So in 2019, I walked that stage that our good old friend just walked, but I was able to earn my pro card in the OCB as a bikini competitor in 2019, and that was definitely different.
I'll say amen to that.
Yeah, it definitely helped me create that discipline that I needed. Perseverance, to your point of the conversation today, and creating better and new habits for sure. But yeah, it was fun. It was fun.
Fun. I have the definition of perseverance here on my side of the screen. And I want to, you know, any viewers, I want to give the definition. So, perseverance is the continued effort to do or achieve something despite difficulties, failure, or opposition. Now, when you do something extremely hard, whether it's getting on the stage, whether it's a long race, whether it's just fitness in general, because a lot of our client base is brand new to the fitness game, right? And this is difficult. It's a difficult road. So you're going to face opposition. You're going to face failure. You're going to face difficulty. How do you foster commitment? How do you foster motivation when you've done the same thing for 16 days, 26 days, 36 days, 100 days? What? How do you foster commitment when you are so down and out? It's boring. It's not fun anymore. It's not exciting anymore. How do you recommit to the end goal?
Well, I think for me, it's all about your mindset and your perspective. A lot of times I like to talk about the difference between opportunities, right, versus obstacles, but it all depends on how you look at it. I can look at something as being, oh, this is hard, oh, this is boring. If I think like that, oh, that's what it's going to always be, you know? But if I think like, no, this is something I get to do, this is an opportunity I have to get better. If I look at it like that, then it kind of makes me have a different shift on how I see it. Now, I am human, so there is times, like, to your point, I teach these classes, right? I teach Zumba. When I used to teach Zumba, it wasn't something that came natural to me, because I'm not necessarily, I love teaching group classes, but I'm not big on attending group classes. So when I was asked to teach Zumba, I was like, Zumba. Like, I only took one Zumba class in my whole life. I don't want to do that. But that was, but in my mind, I was like, shoot, you actually do something, I'm going to try. So I did it for so long, and I had fun while I was doing it. But the preparation for it, I did go through a phase where I was like, man, this is kind of, I'm getting bored with it. But I think it's because it was something that I didn't naturally do on my own time when I would work out for myself. But when I got it done, it was fun. But I had a moment, probably like a whole challenge, where I struggled to get up to do that class because I just didn't enjoy it anymore in that time frame. But then I was like, oh, wait a minute. You gotta backtrack and really redirect your thoughts on this. So I started incorporating songs that I do like, and I started incorporating moves that I did know and learn easily, and just getting the feedback from the clients and knowing that they enjoyed it. That made me kind of, you know, dial back into like, oh, you know, I do enjoy this. But again, it's all about that mindset shift and how you look at things.
And that's actually how we got Twerk Zumba. That is still being missed to this day because my wife ain't twerking because I tell her not to. That's good.
Sorry. Yeah, they do twerk. You know, keep a little leg in the front of my leg.
Hey. No, that's cool. I love that, you know, when something is challenging, you didn't turn away. You figure out a way to make it your own.
Yeah.
And I think that's kind of the thing that we all have to do whenever we're going through something or we're developing, you know, a new habit or, you know, trying to develop a habit. We have to figure out to make it our own because Whitney, like I say, I'm not going to wake up and be Alicia. I'm not going to wake up and be Mandy, you know, and just finding your own way. So I really like that you said that, man. All right, be back to you, man.
No, all good, man. You know, you talk about redirecting the mind, redirecting the perspective, and you're absolutely right. Our mind is the most powerful tool that we have. If we tell ourselves we're not going to do something or we're not going to like something, chances are we won't do that thing or we're not going to enjoy that thing. But if we redirect that focus and say, I'm going to give this a shot and I'm going to give it my best. That's how we find the ability to persevere through anything tough. Now today it just so happens to be, I was over at my old house. And I ran into my former neighbor. His name is George, and George, I hope you watch this someday. He's on Facebook. So, I just got to talking to him, and, I asked him how old he was. If I were to look at this guy, I would not say he was anything older than 70. I said, I asked him point blank. I said, George, how old are you? He said, 87 years old. All right. I said, so how do you get to 87 years old in the health and condition that you're in? He goes, do you want to know the secret, Brad? Folks, the secret isn't much of a secret. It's doing the same thing over and over and over again. And he told me the secret is exercise, movement, and strength training. This guy's 87 years old. And since the time he was 14 years old, he walks for 45 minutes a day. He used to run, but he walks for 45 minutes a day now. And then he goes to the local YMCA to just do some strength training. Do you think he's still enjoying himself after 70 years? Probably not. But you learn to tell your mind, this is going to pay off to me, all right? This is going to enhance my life, not just temporarily, but in the long term, in the long game. There's plenty of times where he had to persevere. There's plenty of times in his life where he had to over. I saw this guy out in the middle of a blizzard. I've seen this guy walking in the middle of a monsoon. His name's George Natician. I hope he watches this someday because, man, you want to talk about a beacon of hope, a beacon of faith, man. You look at this guy, 87 years old, and I wouldn't have pinned him for a day over 70. And it was just neat to talk to him today and reminisce because you look at somebody that's 87 years old and he says, you want to know the secret? You know, he might watch some of the E2M content. He may. I have no idea. But he says the secret to life, the secret to a prosperous life is exercise, movement, and physical strength training. I thought that was pretty neat.
Wow.
I agree. I mean, I'm sure you can attest to this too. Sometimes we don't have the best day, but once we get up, we do our workout, even if we don't want to initially. After we do it, we feel good about ourselves, especially when we see the results coming. We're going to really feel good about ourselves. So
yeah, I think the saying is, there's never been a workout you regret. Mm-hmm. Like, nobody's ever said, I worked out. I was like, man, I shouldn't have worked out. Ain't nobody ever said that.
That's true.
I know I have it, you know. Yeah, even when you push yourself, when you got the headache, you know, when you finish, you're not gonna be like, oh. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. I talked about this morning, and how do you feel accomplished? How do you feel really good and confident about yourself? You do something hard, right? You know, I used this example this morning. So when you're on a beach somewhere and you're sipping on that Mai Tai, in the moment, you may say, I'm living the dream. I'm living my best life. But when that day ends or you roll into the next day, how do you feel about yourself? Do you feel accomplished by sitting on the beach all day? Maybe, probably not, but maybe. But when you go out and do that hard thing, when you prepare yourself and you persevere through all the trials and tribulations, you get yourself on the stage like you both have, you finish a long race like I have, that's how you establish an accomplished sense of being. And that's how you create confidence. And we've seen it so many times, guys, where somebody creates confidence in the fitness industry. And what do? They start to thrive in other areas of their life. And that's kind of a cool thing. Can you guys talk to that? You started to thrive in the fitness game and you started to see other areas of your life prosper.
Yeah,
go ahead, ladies first.
Okay. Well, I'll say this to your point. You said something about confidence, right? How creates confidence, and that's something I talk about all the time with our clients. When you set those goals, because living life, you're doing these things, going through these motions. But baby, if you don't have goals set, a lot of times you will get redirected in directions that you don't want to go, you know, away from becoming who you truly want to be, right? And we all want to be better. I hope that's the goal. But when you set these goals for yourself, whether they're big goals, small goals, and you accomplish them, they do create a sense of confidence. So I encourage everyone, and it's, I didn't even realize it was like live right here.
Yeah.
And so I saw my mom's next. And shout out to my mom. She's watching. Rocking him.
Shout out.
But that's pretty cool. But anyway, but I encourage everyone to set a goal for themselves, and not just the big goals, because a lot of times when we set those big, long-term goals, like getting on the stage, if you don't have smaller goals in between that getting on the stage goal seems so far away.
Mm-hmm.
Seems so far away. So you do have to take it day by day, week by week, month by month, however long it needs to take. So I'm pretty sure when you were doing your show, you had to probably break down the food portions, right? Mm-hmm. As far as like, dang, man, I'm gonna have to eat like this for how many, you know, like how many weeks or whatever the case is.
Right.
But you just have to take it meal by meal. Like, if I just get through this meal, let me get through the next meal. All right, if I can get through that meal, then I'll start with, you know, you have to break it down so you won't be looking so far ahead to where you forget to fall in love with the process and the progress that you're doing, the progress that you've made to get to that point. So my recommendation for everyone is to set goals, small goals, you know, to help you build up to that big goal, and knowing that when you do reach those goals, celebrate yourself. You don't have to celebrate with food or unhealthy things. Even if it's you writing yourself down and you putting a little gold star or a check beside it, make sure you acknowledge the things that you have accomplished, because that is what helps us build that confidence that we need to continue to keep going forward.
Yeah, I don't have to top that. She knocked that one out of the park. No, only thing I'll add is, and it pretty much what she just said, for me, like finishing an 8-week challenge with E2M mentally made me feel like I can do anything, you know, because once you accomplish something, then you just like, man, I did that. I can do this, which kind of led to prepping for a show, you know, and being able to hone in and be disciplined and all of that I learned with E2M. It was easily applied to prepping for a show, for sure.
You're going to continue to feel that too. Even though I did that show in 2019, it's so many days I'm like, girl, you can do this. You can do it. You did that, you can do it. And that still is 2024. That still sticks with me to this day, where I'm trying to, you know, psych myself out. Like, girl, you don't need that pack of gummy bears. You got, like, just take a break.
I'll take them.
Right? like, I go through my phase, I'm like, you fast away from certain things. But I always tell myself, you did that, you can do this.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I just read something the other day, and I think this is pretty popular on social media right now, but you choose your heart. You choose your heart today, and you live a long, prosperous life, or you try to thrive in the moment, and you try to live the dream, live the life, the high life, the fast lane today, and you're going to have to experience hard down the road. And, you know, at the end of the day, I think we're all saying the same thing is win the day, right? Just like the quote that we started with, it was something along the lines of, perseverance is not the long race, it's several small races, right? It's several small races to get you to that big race. And that big race is life. You know, am I cutting in and out?
It's fine. You caught up. We're good. Yeah. Keep going.
We're feeling in the line.
Yeah, my signal might be cracked. Is my signal cracking up on the side?
Just a little bit. But we're rolling, man. This is the bad process, baby.
Yeah. So I mean, win the day. And you know, whether it's an 8-week challenge or if you're training for a marathon, you're training for a physique show, win the day. Win one day at a time, and what happens is you start to create that repetitious lifestyle. Man, repetition eliminates fear, and it promotes and produces confidence. Man, you want to win at life, win one day at a time.
Absolutely, man. Good stuff, B. You know, one more thing, man, before we kind of transition out, you know, Alicia, the thing that I always love about your class when I was taking it real time was you always say, I'm going to help you with your body, I'm also feed your mind. Where did that come from? Like, did you always always try to have a message? Is that something that, you know, you just kind of adopted? That's just a personal question, y'all. This is just on my side. Where did that come from?
So, yes, I always, mainly on my Friday classes and at the end of my other classes, mm-hmm. but I always say I like to feed the body, but I'm also going to feed the mind. And the reason why I want to give a message with the workouts is because I know that it's more than the physical.
Mm-hmm.
It's more than the physical. When I do something, it's more than the physical. So I know how important it is to make sure your mental is right. Make sure here you're strong here and you're strong here, and not just with your physical features and what you can do physically. So I want to make sure whenever I have the opportunity to use my voice and to use my gift on any platform that I have, I want to be able to let people know that you can do it, and not just tell you that you can do it. Here are ways that you can do it. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of times we'll be like, oh girl, you got it. You got this, one day at a time. Okay, well, tell me, how mm-hmm. do I get through these one days at a time? Mm-hmm. How do I get through the hard things? How do I build the confidence?
Mm-hmm.
So I take my time and I research different things. I read different books. I watch different YouTubes. And if it feeds, of course, I take stuff that I get from the sermons that I listen to at church. And if it feeds my soul and mm-hmm. it motivates me, I try to figure out how can I word it so I can share this with the team. Make it relatable to life and fitness, and so I can help other people. So
it's
really just something that I know carries me.
Gotcha.
Like, yeah, I can do a push-up, but sometimes when you're on whatever number, my 10th rep, I might say, I really don't feel like doing it. But then it's like, okay, well, now mentally I got to kick in.
Mm-hmm.
I got to tell myself, you can do this. You know how to do it. You just got to take it one rep at a time, push mm-hmm. through. So, yeah, I'm going to always do that for our clients as well.
No, I love that, man. And this and the point that you made while you were explaining that is, not only do you say the slogan, but you also give the steps.
Oh, you know,
you because it's one thing to say the popular motivational slogan.
Mm-hmm.
It's another thing to show like how you can apply it. And you always do that as well. So,
yeah, because I mean, and that's the thing. I also wanted to I was trying to pull this quote up. I'm a quote girl. I'm trying to pull up this quote. As we were talking about everything today, talking about, pretty much what we were describing was habits, mm-hmm. things like that, and how to become better, you got to have great habits. So this is a quote that I would like to share with you all. It says, watch your thoughts, they become words. Watch your words, they become actions.
Mm.
Watch your actions, they become habits. Watch your habits, they become character. Watch your character, because it becomes your destiny.
Wow.
So everything we speak, everything we see, and everything we do is truly who we become. So if you want to be better, you have to do better, and we have to do more to put us in that right direction.
That's a great closing. All right. So for those that don't know, Brad had signal issues. He dropped off and shot me a text. But we're going to do the do you know or did you know moment real quick. I don't know if we I don't think Brad prepared you for this, but this is a question we ask all of our guests. It is a do you know or did you know moment, pretty much something that you haven't maybe said publicly or online, something about you that you want to share with us, like a did you know about Alicia, or do you know that she, or did you know that? And I got a little video to lead up to it. It's real short, give you time to think about it. So here it goes.
Do you know?
All right, so what is the do you know or did you know thing about Coach Alicia?
In what way?
Like something that we like, something about you that's not necessarily publicly known. I mean, we don't want to incriminate any information.
Well, you know what? I don't know the top. I don't know fun facts, I guess. Well, yeah. Some people may know, but I started off my fitness journey training kids. So I didn't jump off bando training adults. I used to train kids with cerebral palsy, and that was my heart. I went to school for occupational therapy with a desire to pursue a career in pediatric therapy. But, you know, God had other plans. So I struggled a lot to make the decision to do training full time. But when he speaks, he speaks. And when he knocks, he's going to continue to knock until you open that door. So I was able to, continue with the fitness career, but I started off training kids. Another fun fact is I really love learning about bears. So a lot of times I'm like, Alexa, can you tell me a fun fact about bears? I don't know. I'm so fascinated with bears. I just think they're very beautiful and strong creatures while still soft. And I think of myself like that sometimes, where I am a very strong person. Shout out to my mom and my dad, but and also I saw my aunt pull up from me. So hey aunt.
Right.
Everybody watching, but I look at myself as being a very strong individual. But yeah, I'm a Pisces, so I'm soft at the same time. So I consider myself like a bear. There's so many different features. We look at a bear, you're like, oh, in real, like real animal wise, you're like, oh, I want to be around a bear that's so scary, but. What do you get when you're little? You get a cuddly little teddy bear. So I think it just has different ways to look at it. And I think that about myself. I'm strong and I'm a beast and I don't take no mess. I don't play no games, but I also could be understanding and I could be caring and I could be soft as well.
All right. Grizzly and teddy. I get it. That is dope. No, that's a really good, did you know? Fact that did not know that about you and bears, but I got it now.
That's probably why I like gummy bears.
I love it. All right, y'all. Well, I have to close this without my good friend Brad, man. But until next time, we'll check y'all later. Peace.